universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I get an email newsletter in my computer inbox called The Balance Today. It's about money, investments, last week I got one called Risky Places to Swap Your Debit Card. It gives real neat advice on things. And it mentioned 5 places you shouldn't use a debit card, but instead use a credit card. Now, personally, I don't use a debit card. My wife does. But I thought, interesting. If I need to pull out a card, I use a credit card. Well, I read on, and it said there are several important things to remember because people can use what's called skimmers. They put them on the machines and with cameras, and you don't even see that they're there when you put in your debit card. Oh, and the reason a debit card, and they're warning about this, is a debit card links to your bank account. And so whatever money you have in your bank account, it's like writing a check. So if somebody got that, they could take all your money, poof, it's gone. Now, if you use a credit card, you're charged that, and you have to pay it off that next month or pay an interest. And so they will protect you in a way, the credit card companies. If it's stolen, then people charge a lot to you. You aren't charged. But if they get the debit card numbers, they can take everything, and there's really no recourse to get it back. I mean, they say there is, but not really. So they talk about mobile swaps. Like if you're at a baseball game and a vendor is there, a mobile vendor, and you want a hot dog, that's a bad place to do it. Or another one is not all ATMs, but the ATMs that aren't connected right to a bank. So if you're in a shopping mall, those can be a little tricky. And then, of course, the places like a restaurant, when you hand your card to the person and they walk away with it and then they come back, because you don't know what they're doing with it necessarily, they can take a picture of it and presto, they got it. Also self-checkout lines is another one. Oh, and gas stations out at the pump. Now, if you walk into the gas station, you're okay. You know, these credit cards are debit cards. They're really cool. It saves you from carrying money, but they can steal anything and everything from you. You know, as I paused and thought about that, I thought, you know, there's some spiritual connections to this too. Where do we live our lives that we may run a risk without even realizing it that something spiritual could be taken from us? Our faith. Well, first I have to note right away, really, when it comes down to it, we've already had our lives robbed from us by the devil or by ourselves because we sinned. And so we're not in a situation where we have something to lose. We've lost it already. And that's why we talk about Jesus paying our debt of sin. He's the one who already paid that huge debt that we owed because we racked it up. He did that with his death on the cross by paying his blood, his very life for you and for me. So it's not like we can guard it and then say, okay, God, I've got enough here on deposit, so you got to let me in. No, we get there surely by trusting in Jesus, saying that he paid the bill for me. And it's that in that sense, Jesus is our credit card. He credits his life to our spiritual bank account. Well, now that we have faith, trust in Jesus, are walking with him, are there places and ways, though, that the devil still, or the world can still rob us, kind of like a debit card when we're not even aware of it? I think so. You might be able to help me with some of these. One way I can think of is by hanging around with people just because you want to be friends with them, but they're really not good friends. They may take you down a road that you don't really like and doing things that you really don't want to do, but because you want to stay friends with them, you'll do it. or maybe watching a TV show that, you know, most of the time is okay, but every once in a while it really gets rather dicey and bad and really ungodly. That can lead you down the wrong road, yeah. Or if it's totally bad, I mean, there are some that are truly non-Christian shows out there, watching them just simply because everyone in the house wants to, well, why not just get up and leave? Perhaps by going along with the crowd when you're with people, even though you don't feel comfortable with it. Or maybe when you have a wonderful opportunity to talk about your God and the love he has, and you don't witness. All these are times that our faith can be chiseled away, whittled, and taken from us. Because what is faith but that trusting and clinging on Jesus as our Savior all the day long, all the day long. Not just for our salvation, but then for help and guidance, support. And he says, you know, well, it's Paul who wrote it in Galatians chapter 4, verse 27. It's just a real little short verse. Don't give the devil a foothold. That's it. Don't give the devil a foothold. A foothold. It's just a place to stand so he can be knocking on your door and saying, hey, hey, how about this or how about that? And he can whittle away at you. Oh, it can happen so easily. And so that's why, well, that's one of the reasons why I got this newsletter was just to be aware of things. A lot of things I know, but some I'm learning. Well, spiritually, the same thing is true. We need to be aware of and keep conscious of what God is doing. The best way to do that is always by hearing his word. Not assuming you know it all and got it all, but keeping to hear his word. You can do it through this podcast, through the Room 4216 podcast. There are other things out there, both podcasts as well as other things on the internet. I get an email devotions. Any way you can stay with God's word so you're hearing of him, his love and mercy, his strength, his warning, his protection. Because ultimately, he wants us to be with him. Jesus paid the ransom for our lives. He's the one who got us back from that huge debt. And he is not wanting to invest this much in us just to let it go away. And so as we do our good works, it's not to build up a bank account, not at all, but it's, we give good works away. And it reflects and points to Jesus when we do good things. And when we do good and we store up, we don't store them up here on earth, but it says store up in heaven where thieves cannot break in and steal. And how do we store up in heaven? Well, we've alluded to it already. By trusting in him, clinging in onto Jesus. If you could, share with me your thoughts on this. I'm not the only answer guy here. I would love to hear from you and maybe ways that how God has kept you from letting the devil have a foothold in your life, Galatians 4:27, and how God has rescued you even in simple ways, even now that you're a Christian. Happens to me all the time. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you paid the great debt of sin for us by canceling it. Thank you that our bank account is full as we trust in you. Lord, help us not to let the devil have a foothold in our lives in any sort of way. Keep our eyes open, our ears attentive, so that as we do good things, other people we'll see and hear you, not us. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. You can write me at Dave, D-A-V-E, dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net, or if you get the email, just hit reply. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.